Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Erev Tov, Meltam Matah, here. Podcast, Wisdom Wednesday, here on the air and in the eye. Let's ride up, ride up. Wisdom is the principal thing.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Wisdom Wednesday, here. Yes, I. The Wednesday podcast here for the fourth day of the Shabuah. Yes, I, the strong.
Sing the dark sayings of old, definite wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Quiet.
Discipleship Radio.
Here, Discipleship Podcast, Wisdom Wednesday. We got Psalm 16. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews. Psalm 16, wisdom, the principal thing. Another wisdom tune right here. Principal thing here from the King Solomon, beginning and the end. Yes, I.
And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Not the law of thy
not the law of thy
my son. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law.
Forsake not
my
the
son.
Law.
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father.
My son. My son. My son,
my son,
my son,
hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy
law
mother.
Of thy law of thy mother.
Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
for they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. For they shall be an ornament of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Come to the reality of the divinity of His Majesty is a personal, a very personal manifestation. You still have to go into your own meditation, your own reasoning with someone, and come to you, the full reality of the divinity of His Majesty. Since the scriptures tell us that there are 3 major representations of God in time, this is the millennium that we are in now, and this is the last time that we are seeing a manifestation of God before the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have Adam, we have Jesus Christus, and we have His Imperial Majesty.
On the 2nd of November 1930, Rastafari is crowned the 225th Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. Re-establishing the Solomonic dynasty. He is crowned King of Kings, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, elect of God. The ascendancy of Haile Selassie to the throne of Ethiopia marked the arrival of a day of redemption for black people, and the Rastafari movement was born. Queen Menen was also crowned Empress, establishing the principle of King Alpha and Queen Omega, the beginning and the end eternally consummated.
I think it's the first time you have a king and a queen crowned together, you know. You have kings crowned, like the typical monarchies will have a king and then his wife is his wife, you know. We have a coronation where we have a king and a queen. That's why I say Rasta man have a special duty, you know. You cannot conceive of yourself as one without the other. A man. No man can be so bright as to tell me that he's a man and he don't even have any responsibility or relationship with a daughter somewhere, you know? That is when you come in your fullness. We would think of His Imperial Majesty as the highest divine order. So Queen Mary would have to be the mother of creation, and she would therefore have to be the beginning of how we behave. She could be a light for the woman.
Empress Menen traces her lineage back to the Queen Sheba, the Queen of Ethiopia, who journeyed to King Solomon, the keeper of the divine laws, the Ark of the Covenant. On her return to Ethiopia, she gave birth to Solomon's son, Menelik, who as a young man returned to Solomon's kingdom to claim the Ark of the Covenant. This was then established in Ethiopia at Aksum. Out of this tradition evolved the Ethiopian Orthodox Church.
The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is the first Christian manifestation coming out of Egypt. The first Christian acceptance of God and a man coming from God at this point in time. And the Ethiopian Orthodox Church teaches that man is black and that Jesus Christus is black. Ethiopia is the whole of Africa, and Ethiopia, that the Bible referred to, is a black man, at that time regarded as a Cushite, you know, from the land of Cush. And the Ethiopian have a special place in His Majesty's book, you know, in that we are the promised people. And even though He tell us many of those that are the promised people will come one day after He chose the ones that He wants, we still have to go down into the valley of Jehoshaphat for another weeding out, you know? So we know that our road is a long and troublesome trod, but is a trod, there is a victory inside.
Yes. Inside. Oh. King Alpha, Queen Omega. Interesting. Yes, I said the Queen of Sheba. It's actually His Majesty's lineage directly from the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon and Her Majesty. You know, Her Majesty's lineage connects with, we could say, the Ishmael, some of the Ishmael lineage. But spiritually speaking, yes. But the kings of Ethiopia, according to the Kever Neges, are from Shem. So here, Queen Makeda, tell them, I am Shem. Yes, I am Rastafari.
Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. From the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Abraham had a night vision of future posterity. For stubborn disobedience, suffered a curse, captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel.
Jerusalem, Dehna, is our country, Jerusalem, good? Dehna, yes, I. Dehna, Dehna, Xavier Meskin. Here, Jarastafari, Wisdom, Wisdom Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. We have Psalm 16, Haberim, Psalm 16. Today's daily psalm is theme is happiness through El Elohim, through the power, the true God, through Exiavi. You're going to ride up with today's daily psalm. But first this, Kazam, Kazam, right here, Kazam Davis, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. As the covenant of the guest says, that the Solomonic Davidic kings upon the throne of David are from Shem. But Ham, Shem, and Japheth, Kazam.
Ham, Shem, and Japheth, you know. God is never short of a king nor a prophet. Amen. Call me to trees and one brown, black and a white. It's obvious that you're not the rich of the type. So run away, hey, with your rich and the right. Africa, we had from your side. Well, trees and one brown, them can't see. But yet them work together when the meal is majesty. Well, who that a bless, no one can curse me. Give me food, water, shelter, and when you're thirsty. Well, it's a one and no Billy God. But be wrong, me say you can't cut higher choice. Well, it's a one and no Billy G. But be wrong, you can't melt me like cream. But tell me where you are, feel it. Right up, let me are, feel it. Children of Israel, we talking to. Can't you see that I'm running? And declare, children of Israel, them can't compare. When the age are calling, we got a journey. Oh yes, we see so clear. Babylon wants up to with the clamor and declare. Children of Israel, them can't compare. That's how we got to join. Tell me where you are, feeling. Right as that's where we are, feeling. Thank you.
rich and a devious and a type. So run away, hey, with your rich and a right. Africa, we just can't get.
Yes, yes, Kazam Davis, Ham Shem, and John Fester, Paul at Queen Marketer. I am Shem. Here, the evening psalm for the fourth day of the seventh. Fourth day of the seventh, called Wednesday. Here. The evening psalm is Psalm 94, right here. Give ear.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Psalm 94, interesting how we have Psalm 94, which is the evening psalm for the fourth day, Wednesday, and then for the initiation of the Shabbat, we have Psalms 95 to Psalm 99. But Psalm 94 has an interesting theme. It's a plea for divine judgment. A plea for divine judgment. The tone, the style, and the matter of the psalm, the mezmor, the chant, the Isis, contrast sharply with the preceding, the psalm before, Psalm 93, and the succeeding psalms, the psalms that follow, namely the initiation, the beginning, the sabbatical psalms that we ride up and rise up to chant on Shabbat Eve for the TJIF. Thank Shah, it's Friday, but the Friday evening, beginning off the Sabbath, which is the Sabbath Eve. So we have Psalm 94, a plea for divine judgment. Far from Jehovah's sovereignty, his majesty's sovereignty, being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, the earthly plane, what do we have? What do we find? We find a state of moral chaos that prevails in where justice is denied to those who need its protection, its detection most. Perhaps in this very idea is its place. Psalm 94, here, the midday, the middle of the week. Now, what's interesting is that in Daniel's prophecy, it speaks about the Messiah, Moshiach, being cut off in the middle of the week. And here, the fourth day is the middle of the 7 days called the week in English, or the Shavuah, the seven, and I call it the strong. So perhaps in this very idea here at the midway point of the seven is its place within the group to be explained. In Psalm 93, there's a proclamation of an ideal, that ideal, where we strive for that ideal. This psalm, Psalm 94, it dwells upon the stark realities that disclose so different a state of things, so different a state of things. The following psalms, namely the sabbatical initiation, the beginning of the Sabbath psalms, namely Psalm 95 to 99, also Psalm 29, but Psalm 95 to 99, the following psalms, they resuming the joyful note because of unshakable assurance. Some say confidence, and I say confidence in the ultimate realization of the ideal. That Psalm 93, which is theme, Jah the King, Elohim the King, HaMelech, the Negus, even Negusa Neges. Who are the downpressers and the downpress? According to one point of view or one interpretation, it's a foreign nation, Rinjoch, the Gentiles, the Goyim, the international community who are acting ruthlessly against Yisrael, against Israel, the once lost, now found, black and brown people, the sheeple of Yisrael. Others hold that it's lawless, Torah-less, lawless Israelites that deal unjustly, unrighteously with their brethren. Many take the latter view of Psalm 94. Here, the evening psalm for Wednesday for the fourth day. So here, segueing here to happiness, today's daily psalm, happiness to Jah, happiness to Ha'el, through the power. Apart from the prayer in the opening words of Psalm 16, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, apart from the prayer, the tefillah, the tzelot, the prayer, in the opening words, the psalm, the chant, the Isis, the mizmor, is a hymn of joy. Ineffable happiness, unspeakable happiness has been his lot, speaking of Dawid HaMelech, Negus Dawid, the king of kings, yes, I, greater David, greater son. Ineffable happiness has been his lot because of his complete submission to the will of Ha'Elohim, to the will of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power. It is pure speculation, some say, to assign the composition to any particular period in Dawid and David's life. You know, because many of the Psalms of David point to certain periods in David's life, but this right here is like a chant. you know, for happiness, for joy. So here, 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 make a ride up, ride up, ride up. Let's ride up with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order.
Their
order,
sorrows
order,
shall
order.
Be multiplied that hasten after another god, after another god, after another god, after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer,
blood will I not offer,
will I not offer,
will I not offer. Yes, I, yes, I. Zooming in on the fourth verse right there, there, there. But here, 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 verse here.
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, 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 Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni El. Ki hasiti vach, 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 vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata, 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 ata. Tovati bal alecha, 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 bal.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore. Forevermore.
Ivan, Ivan, yes, I. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 16, bringing up the theme of happiness. And here, here, the Rhema tune right here for Jah Rastafari, Wisma, Wisma Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. Here, here, gladiators, happy man. Yes, I.
What so ever song I may sing it, evil boy, everything takes time.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mizmor et Zain, Mizmor et Zain, Nichtam le Dawid, Shamreini El, Ki Yachasiti Rak, Amarit la Yahuwah, Adonai Ata, Ovati Bal Aleka, Likdoshim Asher Ba'aretz Heima, We Adirei Kola Chefzi Bam, ירבו עצבותם האחר מהרו, בל עסיקה ניסקיהם מדם, ובל עשה את שמותם על שפתי. יאו, מנת חלקיה וכוסי, אתה תומיקה גורלי, חבלים נפלו לי בנעמים. אף נחלת שפרה עלי, אברק את יהוה אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרוני כליותי, שוויתי יהוה לנגדי תמי, כי ממיני בעל אמות, לכנה שמח לידי, ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון עליו את אח, כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסדך לראות שחת, תודעיני אורח חיי, סובה מחות את פניך, נעמות במינך נצח.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Gladiators, the Gladiators, happy man as a Rhema dub, the Rhema tune for today's daily psalm, Psalm 16. Happiness through Jah, happiness through High Lahim, through the power, true good, true God. Let's go through verse by verse of today's psalm, the Hebrew, going to write off the world of Harik. Midrash, as we push forward, 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 right here, here, here. Call in, call in, call in. SI 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. You can check out the live stream. The live stream now playing to get the final Iowa, the final hour. SI, call in, call in, call in. 515-602-9761, or check it out on the replay.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So here, 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 with the stammering lips, another tongue, here in the royal... the ancient Hebrew right here, 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 the royal Amharic coming forward, forward right here. But here, verse by verse, line on line, precept on precept, hear this, today's psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor Tetzain, Mizmor Tetzain, Psalm 16, Mizmor Tetzain, Psalm XVI, Miktam Ledawi, a Miktam of David, Shamreni El, Ki Hasiti Bak, keep I, O El, for I have taken refuge in the eye. Amarita la Yahua Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Aleka. I have said to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah, thou the I art Adonai Ata. I have no good but in the eye. Tovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshim Asher Ba'aret Heima Ve'adire Kol Chefi Bam. As for the holy, the idle ones that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Yerubu Atzavotam Achir Maharu Balasika Nisakehem Midam Ubal Esa Etashmotam Al Sifatai. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Yerubu Atzavotam Achir Maharu. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange for another. Balasika Nisakehema Midam. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Ubal Esa Etashmotam Al Sifatai. Nor take their names up on my lips. Yahuwah Menata Chelki Wukosi Ata Tomika Gorali. O Jehovah, he who be, he be the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, of my chalice. Thou, the I, maintainest my lot. Chbalim anafluli bana'imim afa nachlata shafra alai. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Ibareka eti Yahua Ashera ye atani afle lota yisaruni kiliyotai. I will bless Jehovah, he who be, who he be. Ibareka eti Yahua, who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Ashera ye atani, yea, for show. In the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, my emotions instruct I. Afalelota, Yisaruni, Akiliotai.
Shuiti, Yahuwah, Negadita, me, Kimimini, Bal Emota. I have set Jehovah, he who be, who he be, always before me, always before I. Shuiti, Yahuwah, Negadita, me, surely. He is at my right hand. Kimimini, I shall not be moved. Bal Emot. Lashkin, Samachali bi, Vayagel kovodi, Afbisarik ishkona lavetach. Therefore, my heart is glad, Lachin, Samachali bi, and my glory rejoiceth, Vayagel kovodi. My flesh also dwelleth in safety, Afbisarik ishkona lavetach. Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lishol, lo titen achasideka lerota shachata. For thou, the I, wilt not abandon my soul, my nefesh, into the nether, to the nether world. Thou wilt not abandon her to the nether world. Lo, ki lo ta'azov nafshi lishol, neither wilt the I suffer thy godly, thy chasid. One to see the pit, thy holy one to see corruption. Lo titen chasideka lerota shachata. Toda'in oracha chayi. Sovash mochota etapaneka. Ne'emota biyamineka netzach. Thou the eye makest I to know the path of life. Toda'ini oracha chayim. In thy presence, in thy face is fullness of joy. Sovash mochota etapaneka. In thy right hand, bliss, pleasantness, pleasure for evermore. Ne'imota b'mineka netzach, 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 netzach.
Bring forth the Bible, 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 bring forth.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Leaving Babylon right now.
مزمور عطرامس بكتب عطرامس يداوي كدي عبي توب انت تامين اللهنة تبك اجزي عبيرن انت جيتاي نهال انت بك اربك قنة يلي فك عدو كلوبة مدربة لتك الدسان الناك بوران لينو ودليل عالمي فاتنوت مكرات شوي بزاك يقربانات شونم دم اني عالاف السوم ስማቸውንም በከንፈር ያልጠራ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ እጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀች ርስቴም ተዋረች የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካል ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ገሥጹኝ ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወቅ
ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል መላእክም ሐሴት አደረገች ስጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተው የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳይህ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብ በቀኝም የዘላለም ፍጻሜ
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. My presence is fullness of joy. At my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Will I not offer. Will I not offer. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Will I not offer. Will I... Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Will I not offer. Will I not offer.
David Shamreni El Ki Hasiti Bak Amarita Layahua Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Aleka Lik Doshim Asher Baaretz Hema Uadire Kol Hafasi Bam ירבו עצבותם אחר מהרו, בל עסיקה נסתכהם מדם, ובל עשה את שמותם על שפתי. יהוה מנת חלקי, וכוסיית תומיקה גורלי, חבלים נפלו לי, בנעמים אף הנחלת שפרה עליי אברך את יהוה Ashara ye atani afalelota isaruni kiliotai. Shweti Yahua linegadi tamid kia niya nini bal emut. Lakin samach libi wayagel kobodi af pisari yishkon la betach ki lo ta'azoba nafshi elishol lo titin chasdeka lir'ota shachat. Todi aini racha chayim sobah simachota eta paneka ne'emota bimneka netzach.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 On the replay.
'Cause we're on the battlefield, yeah. Rastafari is your guiding shield. Yeah.
Psalm 16. Let's go to the Royal Amharic right here. First ear, native speaker Abraham Chebuda rising up the chant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, come on, come on.
Mazmur 15. Bekadnif 16. Ye David Kani. Abitu banta taminyal lehunnat abbeke. Egziabirin, anta gitayena halu. ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰውም ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራ እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው እጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀችልኝ ርስቴም ተዋበችልኝ የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ይገስጹኝ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክ ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወውም የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብከኝ በቀኝም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ
Amen, amen, amen. It can carry us into the great spirit. So I would say the final kind of calling. Yes, I. So riding up here to Royal Amharic Midrash after this. Burhan Selassie, Bob.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who wants the next verse? With Amharic. But who wants the next verse with Amharic?
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. On the replay.
The Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible today. Psalm Exiavihar, Sustainer, Ainai Inheritance, Ainai Divine Heritage, Theme, Chabarim.
Salam to Kenayas Alin. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmura Dawit Asara Siddist, Psalm 16. From the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Karamawi, Haile Selassie. So here we have Psalm 16, and we're going to compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV. And today's daily psalm is themed, Exiaviha Riste. Exiaviha is my inheritance, sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father is my inheritance. Exiaviha Riste. Rist inheritance, riste. Ekziavi her riste. Ekziavi is my inheritance, is my portion. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So make I and I begin. Besim ab, wewelid, wemenfesik, edus, ahadu, amlak. Today's daily psalm. In Jemralin, beginning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm is themed in the KJV, Miktam L'Dawid, Miktam here, Bamarinya, Yedawid Kene, a poem, a composition, Dawid of David, of the well-beloved of David, Yedawid Kene. Corresponding to the English superscription of Miktam of David. Again, I write up Kutaran, verse 1. Avetu, the ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng. Preserve I, O God. Avetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Avetu. The ante tamnya lehuna, for in the eye, be ante in the eye, male speaking to he who be who he be, directly, abetu, be ante tamnya lehuna, I put my trust in the eye, my confidence, my yea and amen in the eye. Male, be ante tamnya lehuna tevkeng, protect I, preserve I, keep I, tevkeng, kuter hulet, verse 2.
እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ አልሁ ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝም ኦ ማይ ሶል እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልሁ ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝም እግዚአብሔርን the sustainer the good the generous arm አንተ speaking directly to he who he be ante getayi getayi my lord ante getayi ne I are my lord allahu I have said to egziavia the sustainer ante the I male getayi ante getayi ne allahu I've said you are my lord my adoni my adonai kante vekarvegoneta yelenya except for the I, male, begonet, goodness, yelenyim, there is not for I. KJV brings us out as, O my soul, thou hast said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Ante getayine aluhu. My goodness extendeth not to the I. Here we have kante, kante, except for the I, begonet. Goodness in the sense of there's many words that are used for what is often translated basically as good. Here we have bego, bego in the sense of charitable goodness, begonet, that goodness. Yelenyim, I have not any goodness except for the I, Kisiyavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous arm. Kuter source, verse 3. Fekade hulu the midrabalu takedusana kuburan laino. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Fekade, fekad will, fekade, 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 the I, male, will. Fekade hulu, all the eyes will the midr. In the earthly plane, balut, those who are, kidusana, the holy one, the kidusan, the set apart ones, and na, and kuburan, 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 the honorable, the glorified, the honorable ones. Kidusana, kuburan, laino, is upon the holy ones and the excellent or the honorable ones, the ones of the honor, the glory, kuburan lain, kuter arat, verse 4. Wadalela lemia fatnuta mekracho wa yibeza, ye kurvanacho winna dem, ine ala fesesowim, simacho nima bet henfere alit aram. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Wada Layla, wada towards Layla, another. Lemi fatanut, those who are quick, fast, to another. Mekaracho, their sorrows, their troubles, their tribulation, mekaracho yibezal, increases. Those who are quick to go to another, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Wadalela, lemifatanuta mekaracho yibezal. Note, that says wadalela. It doesn't say another amlak, it says wadalela to another, implied to another God. But here, there is no God, because there is no God besides he who be who he be. Selezi, therefore, what a leila lemifat nutamekaracho yibeza. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Ye kurvanacho winna demine ala fesesowim. Their drink offerings of blood. Ye kurvanacho. Kurban, kurban, the offering, the korban, the korban, the korban. Ye kurvanacho win. And their offering, and of their offering the blood, dem, ye korbanachuun dem, ene, I self, Allah fesasowim, I will not pour out, I will not offer, samachuun nim, and their name, sim, name, samacho, their name, samachuun nim, and their names, that can foray my lips upon my lips, be, Kenferay, my lip, implied my lips, Simachuanim, and their names, the Kenferay, Alit Aram. I will not call their names, in the sense of worship, not a call out, no, not call their names upon my lips, KJV has, nor take up their names into my lips. Simachuanim, Bekenferay, Alit Gut Amis, verse 5. Ekizia viher yariste dilla fentana suayeno. It ayenema yematatena antene. The Lord, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou, the I, maintainest my lot. Sustainer, wrist, inheritance, riste. My inheritance, yariste dilla fentanas wayino, is the portion of mine inheritance and swayino, swa cup, swa chalice, swayi, my cup, my chalice, nau, he be, the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, thou maintainest my lot, it ayenim, yem tat ena, I strengthens, firms, fortified, in the sense of maintains, ante, speaking to he who be, who he be, the I, ante ne, you are, the I be, Uter Siddist, verse 6. Gemeda bamare sifram wadek etchling. Ristema tewabetchling. The lines, gemed, are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Bamare sifra. Be amare, that which is pleasant. Bamare sifra, in pleasant places, sifra, the word for place, gemed, bamare sifra, wadek etchilin. Now, here's interesting in the context, Hebraically speaking, and we touched on this going through the groundation in the Hebraics, touching on the Hebraics of it all. Speaking of the inheritance and the lines are the measuring cords which mark off the area. Falling, with a ketchling, she falls for I, in the sense of the lines, the measuring cords which mark off the area, falling to a lot. You see, when the land of Israel was allotted to the tribes, none was assigned to the Lewawian, to the Lewim or the Levites, because Egeziah, her sustainer, said, I am thy portion and thine inheritance among the children of Israel, among Yisraelijoch, in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. So, therefore, in like manner, the psalmist and I here in today's daily psalm, Mezmura Asara Sadis, the Psalm 16, urges that his and I inheritance is a Gaziavihar. I inheritance is the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Ab,
the source. And he, and I, does not long for a share in the worldly, the earthly, the material, like in the vanities of the world, flesh, and the satanic system of things. Thou maintainest my lot. The psalmist is contented, I and I is contented with the knowledge that he, even he who be who he be, holds I and I destiny in his hand. So then coming to this verse right here in verse 6 where it says, Gemed bamare sefra wadek et shilin, ristema tawab et shilin. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places, bamare. Be amare sifra, bamare sifra vadek et shilin. Yay! I have a goodly heritage. Ristame, rist inheritance, riste my inheritance, ristame and my inheritance. Tewabet shilin. She is beautiful, beautiful, eyeful for I and I divine heritage. So the measuring cords, which mark off the area falling to a lot, then was used of the territory so allocated. So his, the psalmist, Yadawi, and I, having been assigned to him and I, it must be and it be the choicest, the goodliest of the goodly, even I and I, divine heritage. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ye mekrenyin geziyavi herinne bakalo. Degmom beleili takulalite ye gesunya. I will bless geziyavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, who hath given me, who has given I counsel. Yeah, mekarenyin egeziavi harin ebarkalo. My reins, or here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. In the Hebrew, it's enunciated as kilayotai, kilayotai. Here we have kula litoche, my kidneys. Seat of the emotions, getting into that right there. Also instruct I in the night seasons. Degmom and also degmom repeatedly. Degmom beleili repeatedly in the night. Beleili degmom beleili kulalitoche my kidneys or my reins. Yeah, I guess it's unya. They reprove, the sense of reproving I, in the sense of instructing I, in other words, checking one's emotions. Guter Cement, verse 8. Hul gize ekziavi herena befiteya yawalo. Bek enyena winna ala tawakum. I have set ekziavi her, the sustainer of the good, the generous, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, always before me, always in my face, always in my perception. Hul gize, all the time, always. Hul gize, gaziavi harina, befite, in my face, in my presence, in my perception. Ayawalo, I see him. Ayawalo, I see him. Hul gize, egziavirin, befite, ayawalo. Bek enyen winal tawakum, because he is at my right hand. Bek enye, bek enye, bek enye, the keng, right? Kenye, my right, to say my right hand. Bek enye, no winna, he is at my right hand. Al tawakum. For he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I shall not be disturbed. Altawakum. Altawakum. Guter Zeteng. Verse 9. Selezi. Selezi. Therefore. Selezi. Sele because is Z. This. Selezi because of this. Selezi, therefore, Liban Desalo, Melasima Hasita de Regech, Sigayima degmo betesfa tadralech. Therefore, my heart is glad. Selezi, Liban Desalo is happy. Literally, des, happy, alo, says happiness. Selezi, therefore, Liban, my heart, desalo. My heart says happiness. My heart is glad. Melasim, and my tongue, melasi, my tongue, melasim, and my tongue, hasit adarregech. Hasit, rejoicing, adarregech. She does, and my tongue, she does, rejoicing. And my glory, here we have in the KJV, it says, and my glory rejoices. Sigayim, siga, flesh, sigayi, my flesh, sigayim, and my flesh, degmo also, betesfa, in hope and expectation, betesfa, tadralech. Dwells, spends the night, she dwells, she spends the night, my flesh also shall rest, dwell, spend the night in hope, betesfa, in expectation, in the yea and amen of he who be, who he be. Kutar Asa, verse 11. Nefsin besiola ate tawatimina kedusihinima besbesina yaizena ate tawum. For thou, thee, I will not leave my soul in hell. Nefsin, my soul besiol in sheol in the antipatriation state, besiol in the underworld, besiol in the place of the nightmares of the subconscious, the sub-sub. Nefsin besiol atitawatimina will not leave her. Neither wilt thou, the eye, suffer thine holy one, Kedusihinim, and thy holy one, my best sin, corruption, my best sin, Yaizen, to see corruption. Ate tauim, will not leave, and I will not suffer, will not leave thine kedusihinim besbesin yai zen ate tauim. Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Kutar asara and verse 11. Yehi watina men ger asayehen, kafitihi gar desitana at agabahen, bek en yehima yizlalema fisaha aleh. Thou, the I, will show me the path of life, of the liberty. Yehi watin men ger asayehen. Asayahain will show the eye, male will show to eye. Yeah, he will tin the menged, the menged, the way of hewet, of life. Yeah, he will tin the menged, asayahain. Kofitih gar desetan at agabahain. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Kafi tihigar, and with the eye's presence, face, with the eye's face, with the eye's presence. Kafi tihigar, with the eye, male face, presence, perception. Desitan, joy, happiness, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy, at a geb hang. The eye will satisfy I with happiness. With your presence, with your face, with your perception, with seeing it, from the I way. Back in him, and in the I right hand, back in him is the lalema fisha'ale. And at thy right hand, fisha'ale, at thy right hand, there are pleasures, fisha'ale, for evermore.
መዝሙር 15 በቅንፍ 16 የዳዊት ቅኔ። አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና ጠብቀኝ። እግዚአብሔርን አንተ ጌታዬ ነህ አልሁ። ካንተ በቀር በጎነት የለኝ። ፈቃድህ ሁሉ በምድር ባሉት ቅዱሳንና ክቡራን ላይ ነው። ወደ ሌላ ለሚፋጠኑት መከራቸው ይበዛል። የቁርባናቸውንም ደም እኔ አላፈሰውም። ስማቸውንም በከንፈሬ አልጠራ። እግዚአብሔር የርስቴ ድል ፈንታና ጽዋዬ ነው። እጣዬንም የምታጠና አንተ ነህ። ገመድ ባማረ ስፍራ ወደቀችልኝ፣ ርስቴም ተዋበችልኝ። የመከረኝን እግዚአብሔርን ባርካለሁ፣ ደግሞም በሌሊት ኩላሊቶቼ ገሥጹኛል። ሁል ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን በፊቴ አየዋለሁ፣ በቀኜ ነውና አልታወክም። ስለዚህ ልቤን ደስ ይለዋል፣ ምላሴም ሐሴት አደረገች። ሥጋዬ ደግሞ በተስፋ ታድራለች፣ ነፍሴን በሲኦል አትተዋትምና። ቅዱስህንም መበስበስን ያይ ዘንድ አትተወውም። የሕይወትን መንገድ አሳየኸኝ፣ ከፊትህ ጋር ደስታን አጠገብኸኝ፣ በቀኝህም የዘላለም ፍስሐ አለ።
Psalm 16
ሚዝሙር ተዛይን מכתם לדוד.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
שומרני אל כי חסיתי בך.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata tovati bal alecha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore.
The whole place is due for help.
Ayabingi, Nayabingi chant. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. A compliment for today's daily psalm. And here, 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 look at Midrash. Iditation, meditation. Psalm 16.
Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Teit Zain, Teit Zain, Psalm XVI, Psalm 16, happiness through Elohim, happiness through the true good, happiness through the true God, Yahuwah Jehovah, the psalmist and I's portion, I's portion in life and liberty, and deliverer, I liverer in death. Today's daily song, Mizmor Teit Zain, Teit Zain. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear. Give ear, hear, Midrash, Midrash, Midrash. Study Midrash on today's daily song. Happiness through Elohim, happiness through Elohim. Mizmor Teit Zain. Mikatam lit dawi shamreini el ki chasiti avak. Keep me, keep I, O Elohim. Shamreini el shamrei ani shamer ani shamrei shamrei ni. Keep me, guard, protect, hedge about. I shamreini el. True good, true God, El Shamreini El Ki Chasiti Vak Ki Chasiti Vak. For I have taken refuge, Ki Chasiti Vak. Or some enunciate as Ki Chasiti Vak. I have taken refuge, Vak, in the eye. Firstly, foremostly, in this Midrash on Mizmor Teit Zain, on the Midrash on Psalm XVI, Psalm 16, Miktam, 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 Miktam of David, Miktam le David, a Miktam of David, here found in the superscription. Today's daily psalm, the superscription and verse 1 in the Hebrew is one verse, is the Aleph, the first verse. Miktam Lidawi Shamreini El Ki Chasiti Vak. Miktam of David. There are some of the rabbinites, some of the rabbis, the scholars of Torah and the Hebrew scriptures who say that Miktam, Miktam is compounded of two words, is a compounded word, Miktam. What is a Miktam? Some of the scholars of Torah and the scriptures and here the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, say that Miktam is compounded of two words which describe David, which describe David, which describe David. Mak, we have the word mak, meek, and tam. Tam, undefiled, perfect, not blemished, tam. It says that Yaakov, that Jacob was a plain man. Tam, meek, tam, mak, tam, mak, tam, meek and undefiled. And there are others who derive meek, tam from ketem, ketem. We have the word ketem. The ketem is fine gold, ketem. And say that miktam of David, miktam lit David, means a golden psalm, a golden composition, a golden song of David, of David, of David, of the well-beloved. Miktam lit David. Shamreini El. Keep I, O El. O El, true good, true God. O Hael, Hael, the true good, the true God. Here, Shamreini El. Keep I. That is, protect I from evil, from ra-ha and ra-ra. Keep I, protect I, hedge I about. Shamreini. Here is a general prayer, word of prayer, from a trusting nefesh, psyche, soul. Not a cry so much for help in a situation or circumstance of danger. Shamreini El Ki Yachasiti Vak, for I have taken refuge in thee. Amarita La Yahua Adonai Ata Tohati Bal Aleka. I have said to the Lord, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou, the I, are Adonai. Amarit la Yahuwah, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, the I. I have no good but in the I. Tovati, 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 Bal Aleka, in the I male. Tovati, Bal Aleka. The phrase, thou art Adonai, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Adonai, my Lord, my sovereign, Ata, the I male, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, they who dwell in her. Hence, here, the sages, a man embezzles from Elohim whenever he makes use of the world without a bracha, without a blessing. For only affirmations of Elohim's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness, all the fullness thereof, all her fullness to man's use. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they who dwell in her. Rav Abahu said, the verse, bless the fullness of the seed which thou hast sown, be forfeited together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard, in Deuteronomy 22:9, implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By bracha, Yahuwah, by blessing Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lakish cited Psalm 16:2, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, I Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai Ata. That is, when you are eating and you bless Yahuwah Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Elohim says, my good shall not be held against thee. My good, Tovati, Bala Aleka, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things, the good things you ate and eat. Or Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to the eye, male. Ovati Bal Aleka, that is, none but good things, but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, I shall wear out all good things upon thee. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Aha taught, what did Elohim mean by saying, Tovati bal aleka, I have no good but for thee. I have no good, Tovati bal aleka, but for thee, I aleka. He meant, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none but you, for no one but you. The words bal aleka are read here as bila adeka, as in the verse, and but for thee, the I, bila adeka, shall no man lift up his hand, in Genesis 41, verse 44. Another comment on Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata, I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai Adonai, my sovereign. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, Ribona Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Universal Sovereign. Though I am Melech, I am King, Negus, I set thee, the I, as King, as Melech, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, blessed be He, answered, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the eye. My good is not in the eye. Tovati bal aleka. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the Isla, in the Holy, that are in the earth. As for the holy that are in the earth, likadoshim asher ba'aretz ahema, only in the kedoshim, likadoshim asher ba'aretz ahema, only in the kedoshim that are in the earth, in the earthly plane. Psalm 16, verse 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, blessed be He, does not call the righteous man holy, set apart, until he is laid away in the earth. Why not? Because the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara'ah, keeps pressing him. And so Elohim does not put his trust in him in this world till the day of his death. So too Shlomo Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7 and 20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not offer. That Yahuwah, that Jehovah, will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth, is what is meant by the holy, the kedoshim, likedoshim, asher ba'aretz ahema, what is meant by the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs were not called kedoshim, holy ones, until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, his set apart ones. When did Elohim show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moshe, to Moses, when he said to Moses in Exodus 32 and 13, go and gather the elders, the Zikne Yisrael, together and say to them, Yahweh Jehovah, the Elohim of your patriarchs, your fathers, the Elohe Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov, here in Exodus 3:16, it was upon these that Moshe, that Moses leaned when he prayed in Exodus 32:13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, Yisrael, thy servants. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants. Exodus 32:13. Rav Sinias said, had the patriarchs, the fathers, in their lifetime desired their abode to be in Shemaim, in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called Kedoshim, holy ones. Rav Aha Bar Papa had taught, what is meant by the verse in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. He draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the Yetzer Hara'a, the inclination to evil, by its power draws even the mighty away. Who are they? The generations of Enosh, or Enosh, the generations of Enosh, the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races of humanity, of mankind, and the people of Sodom, of Sodom. And so it is said that even if a righteous man riseth up, he trusteth not in the living. That is to say, as long as the righteous is among the living, Elohim trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu atavotam achira maharu. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubu atavotam atavotam. Yerubu atavotam. Thou didst multiply sorrow for all the children of men, all the children of Adam, of humanity, saying to them in Genesis 3:17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribona shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, of the universe, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the blessed be he, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Verse 4, today's daily psalm, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Balasik nisakehema midam ubalesai eta shemotam ala sifatai. What is meant by this? Here, Elohim refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah, which reads, quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim priests placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ramp, the Kohanim, the priests, went back to the chamber of hewn stone fear to recite the Shema, the Shema. Another comment on their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua at Abotam. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrow for the generation who in a time of persecution died to hallow, to set apart thy name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than blood? Balasika Nisa Kehem Midam? In verse 4, that is translated elsewhere, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. The blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart my name. The Hashem is of more worth to me, to I, than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi, taught in the name of Rav Ibbi, suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One, the generation that lived in the time of Hadrian's persecution took. And one, the Lord Messiah will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under Hadrian's persecution? They fetched iron balls, brought them in a white heat, and put them into the armpits of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the Bnei Yisrael, under the nails of the sons of Yisrael. And in these ways, they died for the hallowing, the holying, the setting apart of the Hashem, of the name. Yerubu Atzobotam. Achir Maharu. Bala Sikh Nisukehem Nidam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua Atzobotam. Another comment. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence, they are, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another and other God and other Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another and other God, another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Quote, drink a libation out of a wine, red glass, water, mere water. He would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of an other God, another Elohim. He would answer, I will make no such vow, for Moshe Rabbeinu, our master, has charged us, charged I and I in Torato, his Torah. Make no mention of the name of other Elohim in Exodus 23 and 13. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. Yahuwah Jehovah is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Balasika nisakehem amidam u balasa eta shemotam ala sifatai Yahuwah menata chelkiya wikosi. Psalm 16 verses 4 and 5. Thou layest upon me, upon I, my lot. Ata to mik gorali. Ata to mik gorali. Thou maintainest my lot. The I, Ata, the I male layers upon me, my lot. Ata, Tomika, Gorali. Rav, Yehuda, Judah taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lakish that the Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of Israel, said, this was the portion laid upon me, upon I at Sinai. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chevalim, Nafaluli, Banamim, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines are two. The written Torah, the written law, and the oral Torah, word, sound, and power, Torah. Chevalim, Nafluli, Banamim. Lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Rav Phinehas taught, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. It means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, when thou the I didst divide by lot the portions for the nations and nationalities of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Bana Amin. Nafluli, fallen for me, Chevalim, the lines, Chevalim, Nafluli, Bana'imim, are fallen for I in pleasant places. For the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, when Elyon, the Most High, Elyon, divided to the nations their inheritance, and then goes on to say, Yahweh, Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people. Yaakov, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance. In Deuteronomy 32 and 9. As a man might say, such and such a woman fell to the lot of such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afanachlata Shafra Alai. Yay, I have a goodly heritage. Afanachlata Shafra Alai means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, because I take delight in my heritage, the divine heritage, it is made goodly for me, for I. Reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yohanan took them to mean as a reward for keeping the commandments. Elohim's kavod, kubr, is upon I. Evarek eti Yahuwah asher yeatani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Evarek eti Yahuwah asher yeatani. I will bless Jehovah who has given I counsel. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins instruct me, my kidneys, my reins instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, kila yotai, instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachman, this verse refers to Abraham. For Rav Samuel Bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham. No master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He. Rav Simeon ben Yochai declared, this verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Abraham with two reins that welled forth wisdom, chokmah, and bina, and understanding, overstanding. You can see for yourself that this is so. For when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Abraham see four things. Four things. HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction. HaHekal, the temple offerings, korbanot. Gehenna, hell. Gehenna and the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Elohim let allowed Abraham to see HaTorah is in Genesis 15 and 17. The words, a lamp of fire passed between these pieces. Fire, clearly referring to Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, as in the verse in Jeremiah 23 and 29. Is not my word like as fire? It's such. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see HaHekal offerings, the korbanot, the words in Genesis 15 and 9, take me a heifer of 3 years old. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see Gehenna, the Gehenna, the words in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination, the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. Genesis 15 and 12 testifies with the words, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see I and I exposition of the first psalm. Here to verse 8. Chiwiti Yahuwah le negadia tamid ki mimini balai mot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadia tamid. I have set Jehovah always before me. Kia miminiya. Surely he is at my right hand. Balai mot. I shall not be moved. I have set Jehovah always and always before me. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi tamid. Rav taught, in making a bracha, a blessing, a baraka, a man is required to say, Baruch atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, for a bracha wherein Hashem's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no bracha. As scripture says here in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before I. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi, before I tamid, always. Both Rav Zera and Rav Yehuda taught a bracha, a blessing, wherein Elohim's kingship is not mentioned, is no bracha. A blessing wherein Jah's kingship is not mentioned is no blessing. For it is said, I will extol thee, I, Elohai, Melakai.
Oh, my Elohim, my King. Rav Rakaya commented, what you say applies only to blessings, such as the blessings over fruit, or the blessings, the bracha, the berkot, or at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the Hashem of Elohim, he has done his duty. Surely he is at my right hand. Kia mimi, I shall not be moved. Bala emot. Psalm 16, verse 8. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, according to the precepts of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, was always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory before David, he was not ashamed even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, this one was a male, or that one was a female. Quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, even of thy tokens for ritual purification, I speak before kings and am not ashamed. In Psalm 119, verse 46. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Lakein samach libi vayagel kovodi. Therefore my heart is glad. Lakein samach libi. Samach libi, lakein, therefore, lakein, therefore, samach libi, therefore, my heart is glad. Vayagel kovodi, and my glory, kovodi, rejoices. Vayagel kovodi, Psalm 16, verse 9. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded man proposed to make use of kavod, of kubr, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, glad in words of Ha Torah, Lakin, Samach Libi, glad in the word, the Varim of Ha Torah, and my glory rejoiceth, Vayagel kovodi, rejoiceth in the Lord, Ha'adon Moshiach, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Isaiah, Isaiah 4, verse 5, and over all the glory shall be a canopy. And over all the glory shall be a canopy. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari yishkona la betach. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari, surely my flesh yishkon, will dwell la betach, in confidence, in confidence, in safety, dwells in safety even after mot mavet. Rav Yitzhak said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over David's flesh. For thou wilt not abandon my soul in the nether world. Psalm 16, verse 10. Ki lo ta'azova nafshia lishol. For thou wilt not abandon nafshi, my psyche, she lishol in the nether world, in Sheol. In the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust, neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titena chasedeka lirota shachat, neither will thou suffer the eye chasedeka. Chasedeka, the I chasid, chasideka, the I chesed, the I merciful one. Lirot, to see, shachat, to see, shacht, shacht, shait, shachat, to see the pit. A merciful man, a chasid, will not even get the smell of the gan, the Gan Hinna of the Gehenna, will not even get the smell of Gehenom. And this is a term where the garbage of Yerushalayim was thrown over into this garden that belonged to a man named Hinnom. And this becomes a word picture of what ones would call the hell or the fireplace where the rubbish will be burnt up. So a merciful man will not even get the smell of the Gan of Hinnom, Gehinnom, called Gehenna. Another comment on neither wilt thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titena chasedeka lirota shachat. Another comment, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, calls Himself merciful, as chesed, mercy, loving kindness, is one of His attributes, as it is said, for I am merciful, saith Yahuwah Jehovah in Jeremiah 3:12. How could David presume to call himself merciful, as when he says, keep my soul, for I am merciful, in Psalm 86:2. Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav Iskendri, Alexandri, a man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled is called merciful. A man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled and ridiculed is called merciful. And because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself merciful. Thou wilt show I, the path of life. Todi'aini orach chayim. Todi'aini, thou wilt make me to know. Thou makest I to know. Cause I to have the da'at, the knowledge, the gnosis. Todi'aini. Todi'aini orach chayim, the orach, the path of chayim, of lives, of liberty, orach chayim. According, here, Psalm 16, verse 11, according to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the Universe, Ribono Shel HaOlamim, show me the path of life. Todi'aini orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Desires thou life? Look as from a watchtower to fear, to reverence Yahuwah Jehovah. Since the reverence, the fear, the respect of Yahuwah of Jehovah prolongeth days, as it is written in Proverbs 10:26. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Show me the path of life. Tod'aini oraha hayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for the meaning of affliction. As is written in Proverbs 6:23, since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. Since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rab, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied thus like this. Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction, instruction. Since she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. Proverbs 3:18. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Proverbs 4:4, keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Soba semahot et paneka. Soba, 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 soba semahot et paneka. In thy presence, thy face, thy perception, paneka, is the fullness, is the soba, soba, soba of joy, soba, simachot, soba, simachot, fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. Do not read soba, some say fullness, but sheba, 7. This verse, the verse, thus refers to the 7 companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the psalm, in Jehovah have I taken refuge. Another comment, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Ne'imota miyaminika netzach. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. In thy right hand. Biyaminika, biyaminika, minika. In thy right hand. Bliss. Ne'imot, pleasantness. Ne'imot biyaminika netzach. For evermore. Psalm 16:11. The companies of the righteous, the tzaddikim, will be arrayed in the form of the menorah, ha menorah, the lampstand of ha hekal of the temple, the tabernacle, which is described in scripture as having 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof, in Zechariah 4:3. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one alluded to as arrayed upon the right side of the bowl. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Ne'imota biyaminika netzach. 2 Amoraim differed as to the kind of man standing at the right hand of Elohim. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of John's direction, instruction, teaching of His Majesty, of which it is said, at His right hand was a fiery law, in Deuteronomy 33:2. The other maintained, they are
scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Isle of One, the Holy One, blessed be He. For they are spoken of as they that dwell under His shadow in Hosea 14 and 8. Each of them says, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before us. Surely He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shuiti Yahuwah le negadi atami kia mimimi balemot. Another comment. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Tod Aini Orach Chayi. Rav Adin took this verse to refer to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, for whom on New Year's Day, Elohim records His decree of life, a decree He seals on the Day of Atonement. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Do not read soba, fullness, but sheba, seven. That is, the seven requirements for the Feast of Tabernacles of HaSukkot, HaChag. Namely, the citron, the palm, the myrtle, the willow, the booth, the sacrifice, and the rejoicing. Another comment on Miktam of David, Miktam Lidawi, Psalm 16, verse 1, the superscription. Dawi, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stained with Chatiyata Mekutam am I. Stained with Chatiyata of Akari Mekutam am I. A parable of a man who set out on a journey, but with two Issars. Seeing an inn, he entered it and saw some people eating meat and others eating fish. He said, what shall I do? If I say, give me something to eat, the innkeeper may bring me a pair of pheasants, and I have only two issars. And so he said to the innkeeper, give me two issars worth of food. The innkeeper asked, what shall I give thee? And the man answered, hast thou not heard the common saying, dance my shillings worth for me? Just so, Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have not enough merit to sit with the great, so let me, make me be with the lesser. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are in the bedchamber, and Moshe with Aharon and Aaron are in the banqueting hall. Permit I be but at the threshold. As it is said in Psalm 84:11, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, of my true good, true God. If I have not even enough merit to be allowed at the threshold, may I remain in the courtyard, as it is said in Psalm 116, verses 18 to 19, let me pay my vows in the courts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's Bayit, of Jehovah's house. If I have not enough merit even to be allowed in the courtyard, make me not depart from the inn, as it is said, let me make I pay my vow in the midst of the eye, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Mizmor, Mizmor Tetzin, Mizmor Tetzin. Miktam Litawi. Shamreini El Kihasitivak. Amarita Layahua. Adonai Ata Ovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshin Asher Baaret. Heima We Adire Kola Hefibam. Yerubu atzvotam achir maharu, balasika niskehem amidam, ubalasa eta shemotam al sifatai, Yahua menata chalkiya wakosi, ata tomika gorali, chibalim nafluli banami, afa nachlat shafra alai, ibareka eti Yahua. Ashera yatzani, afle lota yisaruni kiliotai, shuiti Yahua lnegadiyatami, ki memini bal emot, lakin samach livi, wayagel kubodi, af pesaria yishkona lavedach, ki lota zoba nafshi lishon. לא תיתן החסדקה לראות השחת. תודעייני אורח חיי, סובה שמחות את הפנקה, נאמות במינקה נצח.